bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint,
batteries,
tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned good stuff,
shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to... What is this show called? It's called The Dictionary. Okay, so we gotta say all the things. Social media, at Dictionary Pod. Go over there. Instagram, Twitter, also Facebook. Go check out the things that I post if you want to see what they look like. Because you can't find it any other way. Email is dictionarypod@gmail.com. Send me an email to say hi. There's a Patreon which you can join for as little as $1 a month. That's American dollars. I don't know what it is in other things. There's a Google Voice number if you want to call and leave a voicemail just to say whatever you want to say. I think the number is 917-727-5757. If you love this show so much you want to put things on your body to show how much you love it, then you can go buy some merchandise, which is in the T Public store. Link is in the show notes. Share this show. Subscribe to this show. Write and review this show. All right, that is enough of that nonsense. It's a requirement. It's podcaster law to say those things. The police will come after me. The first word in this episode is delusive. Delusive with an S or a Z sound, D-E-L-U-S-I-V-E, adjective from 1605. 1. Likely to delude. In high school, I was voted most likely to delude, as in delusive promises. So it seems like those are promises that will never come to fruition. Not the best kinds of promises. Number 2. Constituting a delusion, as in delusive beliefs. Delusively is an adverb, and delusiveness is a noun. Hi-ya. I don't know. I was thinking about the cha-cha-cha again, but I already did that just a few days ago, I think so. No cha-cha-cha for you today. It's a good old hi-ya. Delusory. Adjective from the 15th century. This is the next word. Synonyms are deceptive and delusive. Deceptive, delusive, it's all just delusory. Hi-ya. The next word is deluster. Deluster. Transitive verb from 1926, to reduce the sheen of. The Martin Sheen? No, just the sheen. To reduce the sheen of Charlie Sheen? No. To reduce the sheen of as yarn or fabric. Deluster. It has a luster. That's why it's shiny. The sheen is a luster, so you got... How do you get rid of it? Is there a spray? Do people do this for yarn if they don't want it to be shiny and lustrous? And how do you do this? Why don't you want it to be shiny? That's what it was made like. The next word. Hi-ya. Deluxe. The first syllable is deluxe or deluxe. You could also say, what is this, deluxe? Deluxe, and maybe some other version of that. Deluxe, deluxe, and I can't think of any other way to say that vowel. Deluxe, foot, deluxe, deluxe, maybe that's it. Deluxe, like L-O-O-K-S. But this is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E, adjective from 1819. Notably luxurious, elegant, or expensive, as in a deluxe edition. This, maybe we should make a deluxe version of this podcast. I don't even know what that would be. I guess it's just the Patreon. That's the deluxe edition of a thing. It's where you get all your bonus stuff. Also as in deluxe hotels. They are luxurious and elegant and expensive. You gotta pay for the luxuriousness. You know, DVDs, Blu-rays, I would always want to get the deluxe edition because it had all the extra stuff. This is French. De, luxe, or luxe. It's two words. D-E is its own word. And that literally means of luxury. Of luxury. That's where it's coming from. Over from the luxury land. The next word. Hiya. Delve. D-E-L-V-E. First form. Verb from before the 12th century. This one goes before the 12th century? Delve. Oh, so I want to sign. I think of like, let's delve into that. Nope. Well, kind of. The first, the transitive definition is archaic, and the synonym is just excavate. So yeah, you're getting all up in the thing, checking it out. But the intransitive has more. Number one, to dig or labor with or as if with a spade. It's the tool to do some gardening, you put it in there, and you're delving into the dirt. 2A, to make a careful or detailed search for information, as in delved into the past. And what ghost skeletons did you find in your past? 2B, to examine a subject in detail, as in the book delves into the latest research. Delver is a noun. This is from Old English Delphon, which is akin to the Old High German Telban, which means to dig. So yeah, this is the more of the excavating and the working with the spade. People have been doing that for generations and thousands of years. So yeah, that's I guess it's not that surprising that this word is as old it is as it is. Hiya! The second form of delve. Noun from the 14th century. It is archaic, and the synonyms are cave and hollow. Maybe the cave was excavated, but it was maybe a natural cave, and then you'd go check it out. That's all you do with the caves. That's a noun. So they called a cave or a hollow a delve. I'm not going to say interesting because I say that a lot. Hiya! The next word is an abbreviation, D-E-L-Y. It's an abbreviation for the word delivery. Hiya! The next word is dem, abbreviation for demonstrative or demonstrative. Whichever way you want to say that word. And we are just going to have to wait a little bit longer to get there because it probably depends on the context, is what I feel like. Because I think they're spelled the same way, aren't they? Where is it? Demonstrative, demonstrative. I feel like they're two very different things. The next word. Hi-ya. Dem, again, this has a capital D. Noun from 1875. The synonym is the number two definition for the word Democrat. Democrat, we're going to get to that in a few, one, two, three, four episodes after today, after this one. And that one is supposed to have a guest on. So I think that's going to be a fun episode. Number two for Democrat. So pay very close attention to the number two definition. That's a capital D, dem. Next word. Hiya. Demagnetize. And I think we had a word. Was it degauss? Maybe it was degauss. And that was about demagnetizing a thing. Just going to see if I can find it, if you will allow me the pleasure of that. I just want to find it because I have it in my head to, yes, degauss is to remove or neutralize the magnetic field of. So what does demagnetize say? It is a transitive verb from 1839. To deprive of magnetic properties. Hate it when my magnetic properties are deprived from me. Demagnetization is a noun, and demagnetizer is a noun. I guess degauss was a demagnetizer. I think they, when I looked it up, it said something about ships. Something about ships was degauss. Demagnetize, though, you can demagnetize lots of stuff. Just maybe don't do that. Because maybe they shouldn't be demagnetized. Unless you're trying to hide something off of a tape. The next word. Hi-ya. Demagogic or dema... Let's see. Demagogic or demagogic. Gogic or gogic. D-E-M-A-G-O-G-I-C. You could also say demagogic. Because that's kind of how it's spelled. Demagogic. Adjective from 1831. Of, relating to, or characteristic of a demagogue. Also, employing demagoguery. Is it just me, but do you just really like this word just on its own? Demagogic, demagogue, demagoguery. Fun to say. Dema, and here's another one. Demagogic. What is this? Demagogically. No. Don't tell me that. Demagogically? Demagogically. That's probably how you should say it. Demagogically. The other one was way better. Demagogically. That's not where the emphasis goes. I think it should be, though. Okay. Demagogue. That's it for that one. Hi-ya. Hi-ya. Demagogue is next. With a G-U-E at the end. First form, you can also spell it just without the U-E. Just ends it, the G, demagogue. Noun. From 1648. 1. A leader who makes use of popular prejudices and false claims and promises in order to gain power. So what do? They take advantage of popular prejudices, false claims, and promises in order to gain power. You know what? I can't imagine. I'm sure that this has happened, but I'm pretty sure Trump could very easily be described as a demagogue based on that definition, if I'm understanding it correctly, which I think I am, and I think that somebody probably has called him that. And I said, I don't know what that word means, but now I do. He is the definition. There should be a picture of him here. Number 2, a leader championing the cause of the common people in ancient times. Champion the cause of the common people. Okay. Did they do that by using popular prejudices, false claims, and promises to gain power? Demagoguery is a noun, and demagogy, demagogy, or demagogy, those are all nouns. It's a fun word. This is from Greek. Demagogos, maybe? Maybe that's how you say it. Demagogos. From demos or demos, which means people, perhaps akin to the Greek diastai, which means to divide, plus agogos, which means leading, from agin or aging, which means to lead, and there's more at the word tide and agent. Tide is a cleaning agent. So, yeah, leading the people and dividing them. That's what's going on with that. That's what I'm taking from that, at least. Hmm. Interesting. Okay, the next word. Hi-ya. The same word, second form. Other forms, though, like ways to say it, are demagogued. That's the ED. This is a verb, so that'll help. Demagogued. With the U or without the U, and demagoguing, those are the other forms. This is a verb from 1656. To behave like a demagogue. Transitive, to treat as an issue in a demagogic manner. A way that I personally don't think should be done. Hi-ya. This is the last word, two forms. It's the word demand or demand. First form, noun from the 13th century. 1a. An act of demanding or asking, especially with authority, as in a demand for obedience. I demand you to obey what I say. Wow, I feel like there's a lot going on in there. An act of demanding or asking. I feel like it's not so much asking if it's a demand. 1b. Something claimed as due, as in a list of demands. What is your list of demands? What do you need when you go to perform a show? What do you require for your happiness? Number 2 is archaic. The synonym is question. What context would that be used? Like, I have a demand instead of saying I have a question? I demand you to give me the information that I require from you. 3a. Willingness and ability to purchase a commodity or service, as in the demand for quality daycare. We need the daycare. And hopefully there's a good supply to match the demand. Willingness and ability to purchase a commodity or service. 3b, the quantity of a commodity or service wanted at a specified price and time, as in supply and demand. And you gotta have enough supply to meet the demand. I'm trying to meet up with the supply. I think actually in this case it might be backwards. There's a lot of supply, not a lot of demand. Number 4a, a seeking or state of being sought after. A seeking or state of being sought after, as in great demand as an entertainer. If they're good, yeah, they're going to be in high demand. They work a lot. Those entertainers, the good ones, they work a lot. Even the bad ones, they work a lot because they got to get good. But nobody's bad. 4b, urgent need. I have a demand right now. I need it done right now. Number 5, the requirement of work or of the expenditure of a resource, as in equal to the demands of the office. Also as in demands on one's time. I do have a lot of those. My choice. Also is in oxygen demand for waste oxidation. The oxygen demand for waste oxidation. Something medical, maybe. There's a phrase, on demand, and it means upon presentation and request for payment. Also, when requested or needed. Both of those, they're a little bit different. As in the example, video on demand. I'm glad this is in this book from how many years ago? I don't know. Long enough ago that I wasn't sure if on demand would have been popular enough at the time, but I guess it was. And it definitely is now. Upon presentation and request for payment, I need the money on demand. But also just whenever you want a thing, when it's requested or needed. it is on demand. This, you know, when I was a kid, we were like, when we're older, you're going to be able to just watch a movie at the click of a button. And that's like almost 100% here. Almost anything you can think of, you can find it. Clearly, there's a lot of stuff that's not streaming yet. They're old, they're not, whatever. But, you know, by and large, you can find just about anything. It's only a matter of time till those other ones are there. And it's all permanent. Right now, sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. The next word. Hi-ya. It is the second form of the word demand, verb, from the 14th century. This is starting with intransitive, to make a demand. And the synonym is ask. Again, I don't think an ask is a demand. They're just different in my mind. Transitive, number one, to ask or call for with authority. Also, claim as due or just, as in demanded to see a lawyer. Quick, quick, I need a lawyer right now. Give me the first one. Number two, to call for urgently, peremptorily, or insistently, as in demanded that the rioters disperse. Please, please disperse, but maybe you're rioting for a cause and it's cool. Number three, A, to ask authoritatively or earnestly to be informed of, as in demand the reason for the dismissal. 3B, to require to come, the synonym is summon. I summon you. Number four, to call for as useful or necessary. And the example is etiquette demands a handwritten thank you. It is required to write a thank you within 1 week of your present giving, and it must be handwritten. Oh boy, did I have to make so many of those when I was younger. And now I don't thank anybody. Demandable is an adjective and demander is a noun. Okay, well, I think that's a good place to stop for today, so now we have to reread the words. Delusive, delusory, deluster, deluxe, delve, delve, deli, dem, dem, demagnetize, demagogue, demagogue. No, I missed one. Demagogic, demagogue, demagogue, demand, demand. I think I just have to pick demagogue as the word of the episode because, you know, it's that was a thing, still is the thing. I'm talking about politically what we just had in the last 6 years. What the hell was all that? So yeah, you know, it's maybe a cautionary tale. Demagogue is the word of the episode. But there were some other good ones. You know, who doesn't like a deluxe thing, right? We all love deluxe. And D-Luster, that's a fun D-Shining thing. Why would you do that? Also, demand. We watch stuff on demand. I demand you to listen to this podcast, that sort of thing. So, we just had a demagogue in the White House. Oh yeah, we did. That really sucked. That's the demagogue song. All right, that is going to be the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.